So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you...
ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard. A government shutdown ticking closer as lawmakers have until September 30th to pass a spending plan or a temporary measure. House Republicans have so far been unable to agree on a full spending plan and even on whether to pass stopgap measures to avoid a shutdown in the meantime, the Biden administration telling federal agencies to prepare. A horrific scene near Tampa, Florida, as authorities say five people are dead after a freight train slammed into an SUV at a railroad crossing in Hillsborough County. Sheriff Chad Cronister is describing the mangled SUV.
This SUV that looks like a soft drink can that's been smashed. It's that horrible of a scene.
Authorities say there were a total of seven people in the car. Two were rescued and are in critical condition. Talks are set to continue today between Hollywood writers and studios as they hope to reach a deal and end a strike. Talks have been ongoing for five straight days. This is ABC News. A notable absence at this week's UN climate summit, as President Biden will not attend, but has instead dispatched his special climate envoy, John Kerry.
The White House did this week announce the creation of a new climate corps, an AmeriCorps-style program providing job opportunities for 20,000 Americans in conservation and clean energy. Still, those demonstrators, part of Democrats' activist base, telling us that for them, it's not nearly enough from this president.
He's not using his power as the president to declare a national climate emergency.
Republicans, they are running on a message to simply undo and roll back any work that President Biden has done to transition to renewables.
ABC's Mary Alice Parks. Tropical storm Ophelia has been downgraded to a post-tropical low, but continues to pose a threat of coastal flooding and flash floods in the mid-Atlantic. Areas from Virginia to New Jersey likely to receive 1 to 3 inches of rain and up to 5 inches in some areas, according to forecasters. Mark Remillard, ABC News.
Cranberry juice, cranberry wine, cranberry brats, cranberry cream puffs. And excuse me, but my cranberry bread is ready. It's cranberry season in Wisconsin, and we're the cranberry capital of not just the U.S., but our farmers also produce more than half of the world's cranberry supply. So can you guess which state Wisconsin beat out to earn the number one spot? New Jersey? Washington State? Massachusetts? The answer coming up. Fall is harvest time, and you can see the machines rolling through the marshlands, which are flooded to help the cranberries float to the top. But it hasn't always been this easy. Back in the mid-1800s, the berries had to be picked by hand. It took another 100 years for the right equipment to be built to help with this harvest. Okay, so Wisconsin owns the cranberry capital title, but which state lost it to us? Massachusetts, which has been number two ever since. By the way, the cranberry is the official state fruit, making it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Musical Interlude is brought to you by Max Inc. Radio. Last Crack.
I did not take the vow. I did not burn the ground. The carousel goes round and round. The balance comes from inside.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio every Saturday and Sunday, 6 p.m. to midnight. Download the podcast at maxincradio.com. We are local music. Saturday night, second hour of Max Inc. Heavy. How you doing, everybody? I'm Jimmy K. Max Inc. Radio, sponsored by Ignite Glass and Gifts. Now three locations in the Madison area, Monona Drive, Odana Road, and Willie Street. You can also shop online at IgniteGlassAndGifts.com. And by the Aaron Weber Group, Dane County's most trusted name in real estate. Get your next home right now at MoveToMadison.com. That's MoveToMadison.com. It's just after 11 o'clock here. It is time for Essential Last Crack. This is Sensei. It's Max Inc. Radio on Civic Media. We are local music.
Teach me, can you reach me, can you?
Maxine Kevy on Civic Media. We are local music. That's Essential Last Crack, a double dip of the mighty Last Crack at 11 o'clock every Saturday and Sunday here on Civic Media. That was Three Ghost Sensei before that. What is your Essential Last Crack? I want to know what your two favorite songs from Last Crack are. You can email me right now, music@civicmedia.us. If I play your double dip of Last Crack, I owe you a prize that will be determined later. Could be some stickers, a shirt. Maybe I'll meet you at a bar. We'll have a drink and discuss life. It'll be great. Essential Last Crack. I want to know what yours is right now. music@civicmedia.us. How you doing, everybody? I am Jimmy K. Welcome to the last hour of Max Inc. Radio and Max Inc. Heavy. Coming up in the playlist, we have some Saint Tragedy. We'll do that new Unbaddened Zen. I have a fun double dip of Mickey's. We'll hear the new one from Mickey Sunshine and Mickey Magnum. Right now, these guys have a show coming up in Milwaukee at Da Bar, November 4th with Lockjaw. It's brand new, The Heroes Lie, and their song. We'll be right back.
the rivers of flame, turning the land to ash, followed by the followers of creatures fleeing as they went. The Dark Lord is risen again, breaking the siege at last. King rode out all alone and raised by the death. His eyes glowed brighter than stars. He strode up to the gates, his horn sending a blast. The Dark Lord accepted his challenge, rising from his cold throne. A tiny bright light and a large dark shadow ready to come to blows. It was a fight, they could die, but the king was ready for that. His shadow devoured the light. Mix against shield, sword against blade, rainbow bright steel. Mix against shield, sword against blade, front is disgraced. Mix against shield, sword against blade, light of the valor. Mix against shield, sword against blade, burning the shadow. Bronn came down like thunder, the king dodged like lightning. Ringo bit the Dark Lord, who's never healing rightly. The king fell into the crater, the Dark Lord's foot on his neck. With one last burst of rage, he cut his foot in half. Strike his final blow.
shield, sword against blade, light on the valor, racing and shield, sword against blade, burning shadow.
Shop local, eat local, listen local. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music. We'll be right back. brats, brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Jimmy K here for the UPS Store. Every small business owner knows the secret to success is to surround yourself with a great team. The UPS Store is part of my great team. Whether if it's printing banners, brochures, business cards, or posters, it's the UPS Store. Plus, the shredding, notary, and mailbox services are the best. The UPS Store, Northgate Mall on North Sherman Avenue and Essex Square on East Town Boulevard in Madison, and online at theupsstore.com.
Hi, I'm Emily from Weikert Realtors Lake Point in Madison. Homeownership is a big deal, and so is taking the leap into the buying or selling of any property. The Weikert team gets that, and our job is to help you navigate the sales process and provide smooth sailing. You have questions? We have answers. You have worries? We have solutions. Let us open the door to your future home. Weikert Realtors Lake Point, 608-721-8002, 2045 Atwood Avenue. Find more info at weikert-lakepoint.com.
Pursuing the truth wherever it may lead. The Todd Albaugh Show, weekday afternoons from 1 till 3. Join the conversation. Get involved. The Todd Albaugh Show on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Mad Radio 92.7 FM and Civic Media presents The Skin Tones. It's a Max Inc. matinee concert series. Sunday, September 24th at the High Noon Saloon in Madison with special guest Fiberweed and the Drunk Drivers. Doors open at noon. The Rocks starts at 1 and you're out of there by 4. Sponsored by Herbal Aspect. Cannabis Elevated at HerbalAspect.com. The Max Inc. Matinee Concert Series. Get advanced tickets now at high-noon.com.
If it's local music from Wisconsin, it's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
So alright. step out from the light. We just make these turns like there's no wrong or right. So sit back.
Maxine Kevy on Civic Media, that's Bad Year and Paranoid Failure. Brand new Abaddon Zen is pretty kick-ass. I hope you enjoy it. I do. Abstinence in Adolescence. Brand new Abaddon Zen on Maxine Kevy. We are local music.
Forward. can't stay.
You found Wisconsin's local music authority. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Some classic Government Zero here on Max Inc. Heavy on Civic Media. We are local music. I can't believe that album is like 12 years old now or something like that. That's ridiculous. We don't even want to think about age anymore. Help Desk before that with Red Alert. We heard some Bad Year in there. Saint Tragedy with their Glorious Goodbye. This is my glorious goodbye to you. Thanks for listening to Max Inc. Heavy tonight. Really appreciate it. We'll be back again next week and every week, 10 to midnight, the best hard rock, punk, and metal from Wisconsin and from around the Midwest. We're going to leave you with some Brash Menagerie now. What's That Siren on Max Inc. Heavy? We are local music.
a flawless design. I can't help but feel butterflies every time you walk by. You make me wanna throw away my storyline and make a new one with you. I could be your new rescue, rescue. I know these feelings have been long overdue. I've been cold and dead. Cut my heart out from my head. Stuck in someone else's bed. Who's this? Told myself I'd never ever fall, fall, fall. I said life's too short to let them have it all. Right. Yeah. I know these feelings have been long overdue.
Or just someone to sleep. I think we could be something. So my heart to sleep. I've been losing sleep. So just someone to sleep. I think we could be something. So my heart to sleep.
Come out, go vote. Wear me like your favorite clothes.
Cranberry juice, cranberry wine, cranberry brats, cranberry cream puffs. And excuse me, but my cranberry bread is ready. It's cranberry season in Wisconsin, and we're the cranberry capital of not just the U.S., but our farmers also produce more than half of the world's cranberry supply. So can you guess which state Wisconsin beat out to earn the number one spot? New Jersey? Washington State? Massachusetts? The answer coming up. Fall is harvest time, and you can see the machines rolling through the marshlands, which are flooded to help the cranberries float to the top. But it hasn't always been this easy. Back in the mid-1800s, the berries had to be picked by hand. It took another 100 years for the right equipment to be built to help with this harvest. Okay, so Wisconsin owns the cranberry capital title, but which state lost it to us? Massachusetts, which has been number two ever since. By the way, the cranberry is the official state fruit, making it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
ABC News, I'm